USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Lawmakers on Capitol Hill, including Republican Senator Rand Paul, are debating on the Senate floor how many U.S. troops should be in Syria and for how long.
If our goal is to create a Kurdish homeland and to defend it for them, yes, we need a debate and a vote, and we need authorization of force. You can't just say we're going to stay there forever. It would take tens of thousands of troops if you want to pacify Syria. It's not been pacified for 8 years. It's an utter and complete mess, and it's time we get the hell out.
Even as top Democrats are rushing to condemn President Trump's comparison of their impeachment inquiry into a lynching, we're seeing now at least three Democrats, including House Judiciary Committee Chairman Democrat Jerry Nadler of New York, matter-of-factly compared former President Bill Clinton's impeachment proceedings to a lynching back in 1998. This is USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Allen Root, relentless conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, and always Trump warrior. I have a message for my fellow patriots across America. President Trump is making America great again. He's the only president in my lifetime who is keeping his promises, and his biggest promise is to build that wall. President Trump can only do it with our help. If Congress won't fund Trump's wall, we will. President Trump is one man against the world, and what globalists and socialists around the world want is clear, open borders. It's time to take a stand. We either build the wall, or it's the end of the greatest nation in world history ever blessed by God. That's why I founded the Root for the Wall PAC. 63 million Trump voters together will raise the money President Trump needs for the wall. Anyone who donates $100 or more will get a beautiful commemorative wall brick. Display it proudly. Call 844-ROOT-WALL. That's toll free, 844-ROOT-WALL. Or go to rootwall.com. We will build this wall together. Call 844-ROOT-WALL or go to rootwall.com. Root for the Wall PAC. Paid for and responsible for the content of this message. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. Rootwall.com.
Rates for those on Obamacare will be dropping next year. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has more from Washington.
Rates for those using healthcare.gov to get their coverage will be dropping by an average 4% in 2020 in 38 different states. It's the second consecutive year of lower rates. Six states using healthcare.gov will see double-digit drops. And in 2020, 20 more insurance companies are joining the federal exchanges, bringing the total to 175. So the number of states with only one carrier will be dropping from 5 to 2 next year.
A 3-day hearing regarding an illegal alien's confession in the case related to the murdered 20-year-old Iowa college student Molly Tibbetts is being postponed. The alleged killer's attorneys have asked the judge to toss the confession out on grounds the officers did not fully explain him his rights. He's accused of killing Tibbetts earlier this year. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
As the pro-democracy protests continue in Hong Kong, Senator Josh Hawley from Missouri was over in Hong Kong visiting for 2 days. Now he urged the protesters to be as nonviolent as possible and claimed that the city is sliding into a police state at the end of his visit. He joins Fox News with what else he saw over in Hong Kong.
The government there in Hong Kong, which is not elected, by the way, this is a pro-Beijing government, essentially installed by Beijing, continues to suspend the right to protest. They won't grant protest permits. They're using violent tactics, brutal tactics, to disperse the protesters. They won't submit to the right to vote. Hong Kong is becoming a police state, and that's bad news for us because we know what China's capable of. They've been ripping us off our jobs for years.
What can we do about it?
Well, we've got to stand up and keep the pressure up. You know, President Trump having the trade pressure on China has actually helped Hong Kong. It's actually helped keep Beijing in check. We've got to continue to keep pressure up, say, we're not just going to watch Hong Kong get steamrolled, because next it'll be Taiwan, and then it'll be the region. And we know what China wants to ultimately do is shut us out of the region and take away all of our jobs, our ability to trade.
The senator was speaking there on Fox News. Lawyers for longtime President Trump advisor Roger Stone have lost an effort to overturn a gag order on Stone. A federal appeals court rejected Stone's petition, but did not close the door on resurrecting the challenge. Stone is facing criminal charges of witness tampering and lying to Congress. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.